Hello and welcome to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul. I'm the game master for this game, and I have with me Natalie for the last of our four character teasers. The world teaser will follow. Natalie, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm Natalie, and I play the character Bright Force. Actual name is Luna Mooney, and you want to ask your questions that you asked everyone else? Do you remember them?
Oh, I roughly. Who is Luna or Bright Force as a person?
So, Luna, the concept of the character came from the TV show on Netflix, She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, right?
We were watching that.
And we were watching that together, and I fell in love with the character Glimmer. And the concept came from Paul saying, what kind of character would you like to play? What about a magic girl? And in my mind, I kept thinking that Glimmer was one. I don't think she is.
She's not a magical girl.
So she is magical and a girl. So I put two and two together. No. But so we kind of came up with Glimmer. And then I kept thinking Glitter. And I thought it'd be really funny to then mash it up with the movie. What's it called? Spies in Disguise, where in the first, like, 15 minutes, they have, like, a bomb to distract everyone, and the bomb is just glitter and sparkles, and it's a big old distraction. So I thought, how about have a character that uses the power of glitter and like, sparkles to just distract. It's like distraction.
All right.
So that's kind of where that came from.
That's a good idea. So you touched on it a bit a minute ago, but so you decided to build her as a some kind of magical person. What did you end up building her as?
We built her as, I didn't, because I just kept saying, I trust you. I told you the concept. Just have fun. So we decided to go with a paladin.
Okay.
The race doesn't matter. We don't need to let them know. They'll figure it out who the race she is.
She has stubby legs.
She has stubby legs.
And is very strong. There you go. That's all you need.
So she's small but mighty. Like I have a big other concept, but I would touch on it if people had an interest in that. But she comes from a family of, I think it's five. One, two, three, four, five. Family of five, including her. So she has two brothers.
You want to give their names here or not really?
Yeah. Charles and I didn't put it on this list, apparently. Isn't it Charles and
I have it listed. Hold on. Cast. Right Force. Charles, aka Charlie, and Anthony, aka Tim.
Oh, there you go. Anthony is the older brother, and then Charles is the younger brother. Then mom and dad, we have Maria and Roger. Did you have?
I do.
It still continues. I shouldn't be looking at that because that probably has spoilers.
It does.
So we have those. Her family is kind of different from the rest that you have probably have already kind of been introduced to.
Nope, I have no other families.
No other big families? Well, besides no. Rico.
I don't know his grandpa, who's awesome.
Yeah. So, we have an anti-super, anti-cape, anti-cowl parents. Her father is in government and is just, they are against capes. So, and Luna, you'll find out, got her powers during the Surge, and I'm assuming that you've explained what the Surge is.
That'll be explained in the world-building segment.
Sorry. So that's where she got that. What else?
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of what I wanted to get into. Mm-hmm. Last thing is, anything interesting or something they might want to know about, or friends or family, friends maybe you want to talk about?
So she has one friend. So she has technically one friend and then one aminal friend. And the human friend is named Allison. And she is a big fan of capes. And she's a nerd. And she's pretty smart. We have, like, Paul gave us, like a almost a fill out form, and I was reading what hers was, but I don't remember the dog's name. She has a dog, so this
it was either Tuck or Buddy.
Buddy, oh my god,
he was one of the others.
We're gonna find out. I'll
you know, it is Tucker.
It is Tucker.
Sits in the Velcro. Thank you. Mike.
It's Tucker. And Tucker is a golden retriever because this is a nuclear family.
Oops. Correction. The Tucker comment was from Rob, who's also listening in the background.
So, yeah, she has the dog Tucker. She basically trains the dog, and he is a companion, and. Because her family's kind of strict and her mom wants her to be more, like, traditional ladylike. So we have that issue, but a passion of hers that her mother has allowed in the past was, what was it, great sword fighting?
Traditional Germanic broadsword fighting.
Germanic broadsword fighting. And I believe we wrote in here that she is...
a three-time junior champion.
Yes. Yeah, three times RSC junior broadsword fighting champion. So she's small but mighty. She has beat up her big brother in a brawl before. She found that very interesting in her lifetime. She punched Monica Gentile in the boob as a freshman.
And that's how she got kicked out of RSCA.
Yeah, if there's a point in the podcast where it's you could go to RSCA, but it says that you've been expelled. It's because she punched Monica Gentile in the boob. I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right. And I think that's enough for Bright Force here. Anything else you want to say before we're off?
Just know... that the character and the family is not real, and if it does upset you, I'm very sorry. Because I know that for some people, this is a reality of what kind of home life she has. And if you ever need to talk about it, like, talk to someone, find help.
At me on Twitter, I'm willing to talk.
Yeah.
Or DM me, really. I'm a good listener.
Yep. That's it.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're good here. I'm Paul Vanderhayden, author of the Riverside City Chronicles, and your GM for this. Natalie, anything you want to plug or no?
No.
Oh, yeah. And at CURUNIR471 on Twitter for me, and at RSC Pod for the podcast itself. And with that, I think it's time to end. Thanks.
Bye.